is about to start in Kapoor.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I'll just record. I just want to inform you.
Yeah, let's just wait for a couple of minutes. Just
yeah, yeah. Sure. I'll keep it on mute. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Shailesh, so Sachin sir is here.
Hello.
They'll let you in 1 minute.
Hello. Yeah, Sachin sir.
Yes, Shailesh.
Yeah, couple of minutes. Just a few clients are joining in. Just couple of minutes. Oh.
Yeah.
We'll wait. Yeah. Thanks.
20th June 2020. What's up with the internet?
Yes, Sachin sir. Should we start?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'll just give a brief. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Sailesh Kanani, and Centrum Broking welcomes you all to our annual flagship conclave, Orient 2022, One India, Many Paths to Prosperity. This conclave is over 3 days with participants of more than 100 corporates. We have with us Mr. Sachin Rawale, CFO of Praj Industries, and Mr. Sandeep Bhadkamkar, IR head of Praj, joining us today. First of all, we would like to thank the management of Praj for giving us the time and this opportunity. Now, I would request Mr. Sachin to give us a brief summary of Praj Industries, its prospects and future growth strategy. Post the same, we'll be opening up for a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Shailesh, for your introduction. And thank you all the participants for joining this call. This call is post our our quarterly call. So there is hardly any major developments which are there from the last call to this call. Couple of developments which have happened are mainly on the side of ethanol, especially the pricing, which has been increased by the government. So that's a very positive development which has happened on the ethanol prices. Across the board, the prices have gone up now. The impact of this is that the sugarcane juice to ethanol is going to look more attractive. Earlier, it was majorly on the B-heavy molasses, but now even the cane juice to ethanol is going to look very attractive. Based on the production which is going on, it looks like the opportunity will open up on the cane juice going forward over and above the B-heavy molasses. So that's a very, very positive step which has happened in the direction from the pricing point of view. As compared to what we saw in the last quarter, in the last 45 days, more or less the interest is remaining the same. The activity on the ethanol side, or be on the gas side, or on the SF side, from all the fronts are going on as per our plan. Another additional element which we talked in our last call was related to internationalization. The efforts are going on, and we believe that the progress which we are seeing till date is positive in that sense. More or less, scenario is same otherwise, and I can see the participants are fully aware about Praj, so I will be more than happy actually to take direct questions from the participants.
Thanks a lot, sir, for the intro. Now, participants who wish to ask a question can raise a hand or just unmute themselves, introduce themselves, and ask questions to the management of Praj. Deepesh, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Sachin. Sachin, my first question is on the margin front. So I guess we had an aspiration to go into the
just position. A sec, Deepesh. I think there is a lot of noise from okay, please go ahead.
Hi, Sachin. Guess we had an aspiration to go to double digit margins and even a low teens kind of a margin. Now with commodity moderating, when do you think these kinds of an aspiration would be achievable? Would it be like a second half this year or more like an FY24?
Great, Deepesh. I think this is a basic question which everyone is having in their mind about margin, and unfortunately margin from the percentage point of view. The story remains more or less same, Deepesh, because of the composition of our sales, which is majorly driven by domestic. And as I mentioned earlier, also my domestic turnover generally includes EP and C, all the three segments as compared to the international segment, which is a little low from the percentage point of view. So the story on the sales composition is going to continue during this entire year. It is not going to dramatically change in the balance 2 quarters. So more or less, we will still remain in the range of 80-20 of domestic and international, even though the volume will be of a different nature. But because of these percentages playing its own game, The margin improvement because of the sales mix is not going to change dramatically in this year. Second part to it of related to commodity prices. Yes, commodity prices have started easing out, but they will start playing their role from the orders which we are now booking, not the orders which we had already booked, which are under execution. Because of our pricing, because of our procurement policy, which we had framed at the time of increasing pricing trend, we were anyway carrying the inventory. And I mentioned in my call last time also that my balance sheet is already carrying that kind of inventory. So it will not start looking or getting reflected into my margin improvement, at least in this year then. But all the orders which we are currently booking in, naturally, they will be showing the positive trend going forward.
I understand the product mix aspect of this, but you see, even with operating leverage, domestic margin is so low that you cannot go to a double digit because as we saw, there was a good potential of operating leverage. So even with those operating leverage, a double digit is not possible.
No, it will not be possible because in the domestic, as I mentioned, the work is also of a different nature. If it would have been only equipment and a procurement and the technology and engineering, then margin would have been different. But here we are also carrying all the contracting jobs also. More contracting jobs means the margins gets under pressure to that extent because it's only a contracting job in that case. So it will give me a top line growth, but it will not be able to give me a contributory kind of a thing from the margin point of view.
Okay. Second question is on the CBG ordering. You were working on few pilot projects. You have also delivered some of the CBG projects. When do you see the large ordering to pick up? And also, can you touch upon the competition? Because we see a lot of players are claiming to be actually offering CBG kind of plants like you do.
Okay. So we maintaining our stand on CBG, that CBG is going to be a mid-term kind of a game and not a short-term game. It will actually evolve over a period of next 1 year because of the experience which we had on the three commercial plants which we have built up now. We have understood what can work, what cannot work, how the ecosystem is playing its own role and how it is going to play or how it is evolving. We believe that it is not going to be a very short term, I mean, in the immediate next quarter or the next quarter kind of a scenario. It will evolve in the midterm. Okay. Regarding competition, yes, competition is definitely talking about what they want to do. Let them also have their own experience. That's what I can say because I cannot comment on what competition is doing in that sense.
No, but my point was from the perspective like you enjoy a lion's share in ethanol. Do you think that is replicable in CBG?
So players in the CBG are going to be very different, Dipesh. They are not going to be players from the traditional ethanol players. Even if it is going to be based on the press mud, not necessarily that sugar mill itself is going to put up a plant. They may enter into an agreement for selling their press mud to a CBG player. So the CBG player itself is going to be of a very different nature. So the customer segment from the, what I can say, our traditional customer segment base is going to be very different. Whether we will be having a share, it's very, very nascent stage, Dipesh, whether it is going to be a same share or more share, we'll have to little bit wait and watch.
Would it be a fair assessment of since the bulk of 1G ethanol ordering will be happening in next 2 years, and if CBG takes time, then probably from FY25 your inflows will start inching downwards?
I don't think so. Because on the ethanol story, we have already maintained our stand that it doesn't look like that it is going to stop at 20% blending only. Ethanol has its run for a little larger time because of the 27% ethanol blending possibility, the use of ethanol for other applications, the blending possibility for diesel. So in the midterm, ethanol can have a very different usage, which is going to run beyond EBP20. CBG, as I mentioned, it is not 1 or 2 quarter story. It is little little longer story. But our belief is that CBG is going to be as big as ethanol story going forward because of the requirement which is there. Even the automobile industry has started working on the factory-fitted CBG cars to come out. They are announcing their plans. Once everything is going to play on its role, we will see a different CBG market going forward.
Okay. And last question. What is the update on the blending in diesel? So we were talking about some ethanol blending.
We mentioned that it will not be definitely before 2023. It will take time. And by that time, we will have more clarity on 20% to 27% also, and the diesel blending story too.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dipesh.
Thank you, Dipesh. Participants who wish to ask a question can raise their hand, unmute themselves and ask a question. Sir, in the interim, I would like to just ask one question from my side. When we talked about margins per se, continuing the question what Dipesh asked, last time in our commentary for the last year as well and in the first half this year as well, we had highlighted that because of higher commodity pressures, our EBITDA margins had taken a hit of around nearly 200-250 bips. So even if with the same order book and with benign commodity prices, shouldn't we expect at least some respite or some bump up because of the commodity prices?
You're right, Shailesh. We should be able to see that. But as I mentioned in the earlier question of Dipesh also, that current execution which is going on for the orders which we had already booked, for which material was also booked at that point of time. And the prices of that material which we are carrying on our balance sheet right now to cater to the requirement of those orders is written at that price. So we will not see a sudden increase in the margin. It will start improving marginally in next two quarters, and we will see a different level of margin coming up from the next year onwards if everything remains the way in which it is currently.
Okay, because just to drag on this, because if I see the inventory levels as on FY22, it was something in the range of 3.5 billion rupees, right? 350 odd crores. So as compared to our order book, it was not a big size. But what you are trying to highlight is that back-to-back contracts, what we have entered already for good part of order book will not allow us to see a huge benefit coming in because of commodity prices. That is what you're trying to say?
That's right. So what has happened in between, no? When the prices were continuously going up for raw material, we had started booking steel even from the international market. This was going on till the export duty was introduced by the government and prices started coming down for the steel in domestic market. So we had already booked steel, keeping in mind what is our requirement and asking to deliver those steel over a period of time and not in one go. So there are certain raw material procurement which was done at that point of time is still getting delivered. So not necessarily it got 100% reflected in my balance sheet. But even in this quarter, we will be receiving some steel which was already booked.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough. Participants who wish to ask a question can please raise their hand and unmute and ask questions to the management of Praj.
One question from my side. Sachin, hi, this is Vishal from Max Life Insurance. Sachin, my question pertains to the first is it on the 2G plant. As to, could you give some perspective as to where are we currently? When do we plan to commission the plant? IOCL Panipat.
IOCL Panipat plant will start commercial production according to us in next 3 months' time. It will take 3 months' time from the commercial production point of view. Right now, the testing is going on, and all there are multiple packages which are getting tested one by one. So the process is right now going on, and we are more or less near to that event of commercial production to start. So maybe 3 months or 4 months kind of a scenario.
So what has led to the delay? This was supposed to happen within this by November, December. Commercial production should have started by November, December, right? So this 4-5 month delay would have been led by what?
So there was a critical pre-treatment related equipment which was not delivered. So the plant was ready from the other aspects point of view, but one specific equipment was not available, which is related to pre-treatment, which has taken some time. Which is now getting commissioned. And once that happens, then the complete testing has to be done of the complete composite plant, which will happen, and then the commercial production should start.
Okay. And any delays from our end, which may potentially lead to any sort of
penalties? Our entire team is completely dedicated for that project. So I don't see there will be any delays from our side.
Okay, and who is the other EPC partner there for the plant?
So we are the EPCM. I will let you know the EPC player's name. Just give me some time.
Okay. And now, as per your working, what should be the cost of ethanol, the 2G ethanol that you will produce there?
Oh, just hold on your horses for some time. Let this commercial production start, so we will be in a position to give you the exact cost in that case.
Where are we in terms of the emulsion for diesel? What is the status of that project? There were additional trials that were going on, right? To test on BS6 engines.
That's right. That one is still going on. That's what I was telling Shailesh also. Or maybe Dipesh's question was also related to that. It will take at least one more year. By that time, we will be able to say that yes, this is going to happen, and in what fashion and in what percentage of the blending is possible.
Okay. Now, last question is in terms of the order pipeline that we are seeing.
Yeah.
Could you give some perspective as to what are the level of inquiries? Have the inquiries increased, decreased, and domestic as well as for the process plant equipment abroad? If you could highlight. Thank you.
No, the base part is inquiries have not receded. Inquiries are still there. The momentum of inquiries is still continuing what we have seen in the last 2-3 quarters for that matter. Be it be domestic market or be it be international market for this critical equipment, as you ask. We are also trying to figure it out how the international orders for ethanol should start flowing in. So those inquiries, we are actually seeing that basket is also going up now on the international ethanol side.
Which country would you expect the orders from for international?
This will be mainly from the Americas.
Latin America for ethanol, or even from North America?
Both.
Okay. North America, I heard, is also going in big in biodiesel. So is that a segment of interest for us?
No, right now we are not talking about biodiesel. We are only talking about ethanol, because the story which is unfolding in the American market is related to low carbon ethanol. And we do have a technology to provide those kind of a solutions even for the existing plants. So we believe that because of the current development which is going on in this market, and the way in which people are asking for solutions for low carbon ethanol, we believe that market will start coming up in the next couple of quarters.
Okay. And any development on the sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, in over there? I mean, we've not seen, though, I mean, people have been talking about it, that this should be incorporated, but we've not seen any significant blending abroad as well, right, yet?
No, so what is happening right now, Vishal, the airlines are actually committing themselves. I'm talking about international scenario. They are committing themselves about the blending of SAF in their usage. And they are also committing the procurement, or they are tying up for the procurement of SAF for next 5 years, 10 years kind of a thing. So they are committing their procurement side. But the production has not yet started in that number. Production will start happening going forward. in the international market too. Coming back to Indian market, right now in India, there is no blending mandate per se for SAF. Government has not made any specific policy related to SAF. So according to us, SAF will take maybe a couple of more years to see some kind of a blending blending to come up for the Indian airlines.
Perfect. And internationally, some blending should start in the next 2-3 years?
It should start. It definitely should start.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Vishal. Participants who wish to ask a question can please unmute themselves and ask a question to the management of Raj. So one more question from my side, something what Vishal had asked in continuation with that. How critical is our 2G plant to get operational for us to get further orders? And also, if you can throw some light on recent announcement where Shell has entered into a contract with Raisin for pickup of 2G ethanol. So if you can share your views on both these fronts, it would be great, sir.
Sure. See, we do have a demo plant to showcase what can happen on the 2G front. And our plant is completely end-to-end kind of a plant, which can showcase at a lower capacity level how the 2G production can happen. This is a first commercial level plant, which is going to be a big plant as compared to what our demo plant is. So naturally, people will be interested in understanding how the scale-up of a capacity can happen for 2G. Because it's a very different level altogether as compared to our demo plant. So from that point of view, if I answer your question from a criticality point of view, definitely it is going to be critical in that sense, that people would be interested to see how this plant is getting operated, at least from a technology point of view. There will be another elements like logistics and all that also they would like to understand, because this plant is supposed to run on the agri-waste. So how the agri-waste is coming, what kind of arrangement is being made, how the storing is happening. So the entire plant will be visible in that sense to anyone who would like to see what is happening at this plant. One story. Second thing, whether the same feedstock is going to get used everywhere else in the world, not necessarily. For example, the way in which we are discussing the prospects with our prospects in European market, there the feedstock is going to be completely different. It is not going to be agri-waste. But they would like to see a plant at a commercial scale, which will give a very different level of comfort. Not only a comfort, but also the commitments which they would like to take from us will be of a different nature the moment they see the commercial plant operation. That's the second part. Third question of yours related to Shell and Hyzen. Shell is anyway was having, as I was mentioning earlier, like the airlines, there are people who have committed themselves for procurement of SAF or the second generation ethanol because of the low carbon intensity. So that's how they are themselves committing for procurement of either the 2G ethanol or the SAF. And according to me, more 2G plants, whether they are coming up on our side or competitor side, these are actually good from the industry point of view.
Okay, sir. Sir, I see one question. Varun, you can mute yourself and ask a question.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I joined a bit late, so I don't know if this question was asked. I wanted to discuss regarding margins. The international orders have been delayed, but that is partly a reason, why our margins have been, on the lower side in recent quarters. And also raw material prices were an issue. But I just wanted to understand more about the domestic environment, because there the growth has been very strong. So are there any players which are kind of doing undercutting, on the 1G ethanol? Because the growth environment has been strong. still, I mean, you know, as a market leader, you know, we are not able to, you know, do 10% kind of EBITDA margins. So is that, so I just want to understand, like, I mean, if it's because, you know, there are players who are coming out of Praj, you know, and they're probably undercutting, you know, what's the reason, you know, as a market leader, we're not kind of in, even in such a strong growth environment, we're not getting to that 10% kind of band.
Great question. Definitely this market is not without any competition. There is definitely a competition which is playing its role. Even though there is a huge growth, you have to also keep it in mind that these numbers, I mean, this delivery is also expected to be done in a very shortest period of time. Generally, we will take 12 months to 15 months for a delivery of a project. But here, the expectation from the client side is that project should be delivered in a period of 9 months, 10 months or something. So even the deployment of your teams or external teams for that matter to take care of the project execution is also required to be of a different nature. Apart from the factors which you mentioned on the commodity prices, the domestic nature, one component which I mentioned is on the construction side. So naturally you have to deploy subcontractors for that. So that's, and that generally doesn't carry a great margin per se. All factors are putting its own pressure on the margin side. Yes, there is a competition. Competition, I will not use the word undercutting because that's something very different in that sense. But yes, competition is naturally going to play its role in not allowing us to have a reasonable margin for that matter. I hope that answers your question, Varun.
Sure, sir. Sir, just a follow-up. You know, I had a recent conversation with someone who's kind of putting up, you know, grain-based ethanol plant. And, you know, so I kind of, you know, tried to get a feedback from them as to whether they are using Praj. You know, so what the feedback that I got was that, you know, everything is kind of Praj. I mean, because, I mean, there are a lot of people who have come out of Praj and they've set up, you know, companies have been set up. But the pricing of those companies, you know, because Praj has a name, is a leader, you know, the pricing of the competition is lower. So hence they, I mean, in this case, that company was not using Praj, you know, to set up their ethanol plant. They were using some other player. So I just wanted to understand, you know, I mean, is it because, you know, so that hence my earlier question. So if you can share any light as to what you are actually seeing on the ground, you know, and, you know, you did mention the international orders will also pick up. But I guess, I mean, even if you will get international orders today, it will take time for them to get executed. So if you can kind of, you know, looking at domestic environment today and, you know, the international dynamic, if you can kind of talk a bit about margins.
Yeah. So Varun, one thing is very, very clear from our point of view that we are very different than the competition. Because the way in which we provide our technological solutions, no competitor can provide that kind of a solution. The level of commitment which we will have, the performance of our plant, which is exhibited over a period of last 20, 30 years, is a testimony which anyone has to see and go ahead from the plant order point of view. Now we are seeing many new players who are entering into this field because of the grain is getting opened up. And naturally, these new players who would like to put up a plant whosoever is going to give a lower cost, naturally, they will tend to the competition because the commitment which we will be showcasing on the plant execution side, I don't think anyone else will be able to show that kind of a commitment. And commitment in the sense from the performance point of view, quality point of view, durability point of view, any issue coming up in a plant, whether they will be taken care of or not. If you look at all those kind of commitments, they are very different as compared to the competition. Naturally, pricing is going to be different for that. But if someone is going for a low price as the solution, even we are also not entertaining some of the customers who are only looking from a price point of view. So yes, just like any other business, this business is also going to have a competition. And you are right, there will be some people who might have worked with Praj and started on their own, that's bound to happen. But the distinction which we are keeping for Praj as a brand is very, very different from the commitment point of view. Your another observation is right, that international orders will start coming in, but yes, they will take some time. And that's the reason I said that on the margin improvement, it will take some time. It will not be immediate one because of the various factors. It's not only one factor which we could have taken just care of from the margin point of view. We believe that this is going to be more of a volume game than on the percentage of margin game.
Just a follow up on what you just said, margins will take time, but would you say that worst in terms of margins is behind, because at least the raw material part should now come in from
that's right. That observation of yours is right. At least the worst is over. We should not see, hopefully today suddenly the nickel has already gone up. So we should not have any kind of surprises from the external factor. Otherwise, it looks like that yes, worst is over from the margin point of view.
Right. Sir, another question is regarding the other segments. Like the engineering segment or high purity there, what sort of margins would we expect, going forward?
In the wastewater, and which one you mentioned?
The high purity segment and engineering.
See, within engineering, generally we say that more or less business carries a range of margin. It is not very, very different from one to another. So I don't think they will be very different in that sense, even for that matter, high purity or the wastewater. What we will be seeing some improvement in the margin coming up from one segment of our engineering business, which is the critical equipment, because again, that one is completely export-oriented business. So we will see improvement happening in that business because we have completely gone out of domestic orders for the critical equipment business.
Okay, this is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Varun.
Thank you, Varun. Participants who wish to ask a question can please raise their hands and unmute themselves and ask the question. So in the interim, I would like to, I have a question from Dhiman. Dhiman, please unmute yourself and ask the question.
Sir, in one of the conferences, am I audible?
Yeah, Dhiman, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to check, are we kind of recalibrating any of our earlier guidance of 20-25% plus growth, number one? Number two, while somebody did ask, if you can segment-wise kind of just tell us whether the competitive intensity is only increasing or there are pockets of addressable opportunity where we can have a superior say. If you can just take these two questions, please.
On the guidance front, technically, we just don't talk about guidance per se. I don't remember in any of our call, we had given any kind of a guidance, whether 20%, 50%, 40% which you are mentioning, but sorry, we are not given specific guidance.
Sure.
We generally talk about what is the business environment and a scenario and how the environment is looking like. Just to give a perspective on that, and someone was asking about the inquiry flow, we are seeing the inquiry flow as it was there maybe 2-3 quarters back. So from the inquiry point of view, we are not seeing any kind of reduction per se. And that inquiry basket is still strong. Only the conversion of inquiry to order, which we like to see. But otherwise, inquiry basket has not shrunk. Just to give a business environment perspective. Your second question was related to competition intensity in all the businesses. I don't think that it has gone up. More or less competition is same. The players are more or less same. one of the business, which is of a CBG business, we will definitely see, because it's in a very, very nascent state at this point of time. So there we will definitely see new players coming in, which we are anyway expecting and anticipating that that development will happen on a CBG side. There we will see what kind of players are going to come, what they are going to do. We'll have to wait and watch, because that piece is completely virgin in that sense. So we will see what happens on the CBG side. But otherwise, all the competition which was earlier there is still there, more or less in other businesses for us.
And lastly, if you can just share whether, you know, any pockets where we still have a reasonably good pricing power in your opinion.
I would not like to call it as a pricing power, but I would like to say that there is definitely a dominance or a leadership, which is definitely in the ethanol space.
Right. And as far as the opportunity size goes for the 2G, the entire spectrum of 2G that we are addressing, do you see any further advancement in from whatever we are already addressing?
So there are two segments where we are working on the 2G front. One is the definitely domestic, where our endeavor is to see to it that all the plants which are under execution right now, all three, ISL, PPCL and HPCL, should come up and start commercial production soonest. And another thing which we are working on is the market of Europe, where we believe that opportunity is going to be of a different nature as compared to even the domestic market, where our efforts are continuously going on, and the dimension for 2G should get developed over a period of time in the European market, definitely.
Okay. But
only one addition which I would like to make here. Even though the development will happen, the development is not going to be the immediate one. In the sense, we will not see a huge order booking is happening on the 2G front. It will have its own cycle of those plants to come up over a period of time. And it will start with maybe the engineering work to get a feel of how the entire, because engineering is a huge work. It will take anywhere between 6 months, 7 months kind of a period to do a full plant's engineering. Based on that, the decision making will start happening. So it is still a little bit away from today, but the developments are definitely happening on that front.
Perfect. And lastly, on the HIPS segment, HPS segment, if you can, it's been a slightly smaller kind of progress than one would have loved to see. So can you kind of expand on, what really is pulling it down or not allowing it to flourish the way it should have otherwise?
Okay, so you're talking about high purity business. See, yeah. This business is having a limited product offering and operating in a very niche segment of only pharma industry. So it is only working on the water systems which we provide to our customers. Recently, we have started one more product, fermenters, for the pharma industry, because now pharma industries, especially on the API side, they are moving from synthetic, not moving, but adding in addition to synthetic capacity, fermentation capacities also. And we see that as a business opportunity for us. And that's what we have started offering now. And we are seeing some kind of an improvement in the from the order booking point of view and also from the inquiry point of view. We are seeing traction happening in that segment. But let me tell you, Nimad, it is going to be, as compared to what our other businesses are, it is going to remain comparatively smaller from the overall numbers point of view.
Fair point. But any internal thought process on, kind of expanding this to other applications, maybe other industries, starting with maybe chemicals or, so on and so forth?
So that's right. So expansion, from the expansion point of view, two elements which we are working on right now. One, as I said, already added one product into the basket. And apart from the domestic market, we are very aggressively looking for the internationalization of that business too. since last 1 year we have started working on that. Earlier we were not having international orders. Now we are actually executing international orders for them. And we are trying to expand that basket too going forward.
Great. And one last question, if you may allow me. When you set up your annual budgets, what are the critical inputs that you, you know, what are the critical inputs that go into suggesting that, okay, this is the growth level and this is what we target, so on and so forth?
Two, three things. One, definitely what kind of an order book which we are carrying. Second thing, what kind of an inquiry basket which we are seeing. Third, how the external environment is behaving, because that's what is going to dictate what is going to happen on the next year's point of view. These are the three major factors which we look at. There are many subsets of these from the external point of view, especially because that's what is going to define how the game is going to get played out for us. There is one more internal element. What is going to happen from our side, from the technology offering point of view or from the R&D point of view? What can contribute for the improvement of, let's say, the existing plant? So it will not be a greenfield plant, but for the existing plant, what product we can offer and what kind of an opportunity which can look at. So we see from our business, from a planning point of view, what is the normal business and what is the add-on business which we can generate from the new technology, new offering, new solutions, improvements.
So within this, as a corollary to this, are there, you know, a certain percentage of new products, number one, and number two, do you also kind of have you recalibrated the way you contract in terms of ability to pass on? We have seen a lot of viciousness in, you know, not only commodities, but also the built-ups, meaning the metal and so on and so so forth, the prices kind of behaving in a vicious fashion. So have we kind of enabled some of our contracts, if not entirely, to, you know, have a more smoother pass-through? So that's one. And the other related is there a certain target that we would want to achieve from new products so that, you know, the runway for growth is that much more emancipated as we move forward?
Okay, so on the new products, definitely internally we do have our own targets from the innovation side and from the commercialization side. Then I mentioned that we generally operate in three buckets or three baskets. One is the immediate one, second one is medium, and one is the long term. Which products are going to play a role over these three buckets? That's what we keep on working on. Because something today may be valid and in the medium term or in the long term, it may just may not have a role to play. And something has to catch up for something which is going down. So we keep on working on that front, definitely. And we do keep our own targets on the development side and on the commercialization side. One big basket which we have, not only for the long term in the sense only 2 or 3 years, but beyond that also, what can start contributing apart from the bioenergy basket, is we are already working on that too. So which is a little longish and which is completely from the R&D oriented. But moment something is out of R&D and something is from the engineering and the commercialization point of view, internally we keep those targets for ourselves.
Fair point. Really appreciate you answering this. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your questions, Dhiman.
Thank you, Dhiman. Participants who wish to ask a question can please raise your hand, unmute themselves and ask the question. Sir, I had one question from my side, what Varun had asked about. I have also been reading reports that grain-based ethanol plants basically have seen lower traction as compared to sugarcane-based plants because of obvious reasons. They have taken a hit on increase in feedstock grain. Their feedstock rates have gone up. And also, I am hearing that financial closure for those projects have not been that smooth as compared to sugary feedstock plants. So how is your reading or how is your experience been on that line? Have we seen any slowdown on that front? If not, in the current times, do we see that foreseeing coming in say next 6 to 12 months?
Shailesh, observation is absolutely right. The raw material prices are definitely making people to think, especially on the financing side, what is going to happen, whether this is the right price or how it is going to impact on the entire viability point of view. But please try to understand that when this grain policy was announced, it was not announced keeping 1 year in mind. It is announced keeping in mind the long period of availability of excess feedstock, which is basically for grain, which is going to be made available. Yes, we will see some kind of ups and downs in the prices over a period of its life cycle, but I don't think 1 year is the 1 year's price is going to be the deciding factor for that matter. Yes, it is taking some time from the conversion of inquiry to order because of the financial closures are taking time, because naturally their payback period is also getting little bit elongated what they were anticipating earlier. But that has not deterred, because the base part which we have seen is that the people have not said that, oh, we don't want to go ahead with this kind of a plant, or we would not like to put up a plant now because the raw material prices for this year looks to be on a different level. So that's the base part. But yes, from the conversion point of view, it will be taking some more time.
Fair enough. So it's fair to assume that on ordering front, we are not seeing any slowdown in the activity, especially from the grain-based plants, right? Is it fair to assume?
It's, as I mentioned, from the inquiry side, there is no slowdown. But yes, okay. Conversion will take time. What okay. We were expecting that conversion, because we had seen in the last couple of quarters that starchy feedstock was having more orders from starchy feedstock coming up more as compared to sugar. But now, most probably, even the sugary will take up again as compared to starchy. So there will be some kind of a fillip which will get filled in by sugary side, because the availability of sugarcane is on a higher side. People are actually looking for sugarcane juice based plants now. So we will see that shift happening. So maybe the percentage will come down for starchy feedstock as compared to sugary. But yes, the phenomena will continue.
So can we quantify something on that front, or it's just a temporary blip in your reading?
I think so, because it's hardly very recent phenomena. We'll have to wait for some more time, Shailesh.
Yeah.
Maybe a little premature to answer that question.
Okay. Participants, a reminder, I think we have last few minutes. If somebody wishes to ask a question, please raise their hand and unmute themselves to ask a question. So in the interim, I will just ask one more question. Sir, we had seen some slowdown on the international front, on international business in the second quarter. I think the order booking has been low as compared to the previous few quarters. We had seen good pickup, good momentum on that. And primarily you had said because of the Russia-Ukraine war, that was the reason. So how has been the quarter? Means how has we seen any material changes in inquiry levels or conversions? If you can throw some light on the international order book.
Shailesh, we are just 45 days away from the last quarter.
Right.
Give me 45 more days, no?
Okay.
Now the quarter story is also coming down to 45 days to 45 days. It's too much, man.
Nee, I just wanted a directional count, not numbers per se.
No, I know. Yeah. But look, no, it is not so easy because you have to really invest your time and energy into figuring it out what is happening. As I said, 45 days is very, very less time in that sense. Let's wait for some more time.
Fair enough. I think we do not have any further questions. I think we can end the call now. Thanks a lot, participants, for attending the call. Thanks a lot, sir, for your time and very insightful thoughts. It was great having you, sir. And thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Shailesh. And thank you for all the participants. Really great questions. I really enjoyed them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Everyone.